This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has nearly 90,000 deaths from COVID-19. It's the most of any other country. Despite this, the U.S. health chief rejected the notion the government has failed its people. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke on CNN Sunday, saying it could have been vastly, vastly worse. President Donald Trump tweeted on Sunday that the United States is doing really well medically on solving the plague. It will happen, he said. Later, as he returned from a weekend visit to his Camp David presidential retreat outside Washington, the president declared, "We did a lot of terrific meetings. Tremendous progress is being made on many fronts, including coming up with a cure for this horrible plague that has beset our country." Azar said the number of cases in the United States has been controllable. He also said the country is in a position where it can reopen business. In a rare move, former U.S. President Barack Obama criticized some U.S. leaders overseeing the coronavirus response as he delivered an online commencement speech for graduates of historically black colleges and universities. The former president told graduates that the pandemic shows many officials, as he put it, aren't even pretending to be in charge. Obama spoke during the two-hour live streaming event broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. He also addressed high school graduates on Saturday evening during a televised celebration called Graduate Together. A suicide bomb explosion in central Somalia has killed at least five people, including a regional governor on Sunday. VOA's Somali service has learned the governor of Modug, a region in Puntland, and people traveling with him, including his bodyguards, were killed after a suicide bomber drove a rickshaw into his vehicle in the town of Golkayo. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.